This WBEZ podcast is supported by Wise, the app for international people using money around the globe. With the Wise account, you can send, spend, and receive in up to 40 currencies with only a few simple taps. Download the Wise app today or visit wise.com. Terms and conditions apply. Be smart. Get Wise.
Good morning. I'm Sienna Greaves, in for Adora Nomigade, and this is The Rundown. Chicago Public Schools CEO Pedro Martinez spent yesterday trying to convince lawmakers in Springfield that his district desperately needs more money. WBEZ's Sarah Karp reports.
Martinez joined the Chicago Teachers Union lobbying day and bumped into some teachers.
Yes, that's what I'm talking about.
As he posed for pictures, he seemed delighted.
Anytime that I see my staff in any capacity, whether it's in a classroom, in a school, down here in Springfield, it makes me want to fight for them even more.
But when he talked to lawmakers who are trying to pass a budget this month, he carried a sobering message.
The needs are significantly outpacing the funding increase we're getting.
The district faces a more than $400 million budget deficit. Meanwhile, it has more students overall, many of them migrants, plus more students with disabilities.
Cook County wants to help some suburban residents who are struggling to pay their water bills. In a new program, the nonprofit Elevate would pay 80% of a person's water bill debt, and water would be restored immediately if people can't afford to pay. County commissioners widely support spending nearly $12 million in federal money for these efforts, but some want every suburb to qualify. Commissioner Sean Morrison named middle-class suburbs where people were having their water shut off. But Commissioner Monica Gordon represents one of the poorest regions in the county.
This is targeted toward historically under-resourced areas, areas where they're the house that's on fire. And it's not just water, it's everything.
The full board is set to vote on the program today. A contentious metal shredding operation near Chicago's Pilsen neighborhood is seeking a new permit from the city. Local advocates want it to stop. The Sims Metal Management Plant has been previously sued by the state and fined over air quality violations. Residents are worried about living near the scrap metal shredder. Citali Trujillo is with the Pilsen Environmental Rights and Reform Organization. She wants the facility closed.
Given the high levels of pollution to which Pilsen has been subjected, any additional pollution burden is just unacceptable.
Advocates are calling on the city to conduct a thorough risk assessment before issuing any permits. Something else you should know today, expanded outdoor dining is coming back to downtown Chicago's Clark Street. This year, restaurants will be able to extend dining areas into the sidewalk and curb lane without fully closing the street to drivers and traffic. The fate of the summer outdoor dining program had been on hold as the local alderperson, mayor's office, and city departments disagreed over details. Expanded outdoor dining will continue through October. Cicadas are coming to the Field Museum. To celebrate the insect's arrival this spring, the museum is kicking off a series of exhibits and activities. Cicadas are expected to start emerging within the week. Weather today, scattered showers and thunderstorms are expected to develop this afternoon. Temperatures are expected to reach 75 degrees. Patchy fog is likely overnight and in the morning. Another chance for storms Friday afternoon, high of 80 degrees. That's it for now. Later today, if your community has a plan to make streets and sidewalks easier to navigate, that's a big deal, according to researcher Yochai Eisenberg.
I think it tells the drivers, it tells people who are in that area that it matters that you're a pedestrian. And I think that's what, you know, a lot of people would like to hear, that you matter in what you're doing, no matter race, you know, gender, that you should feel safe, you know, walking or biking here.
How to make streets and sidewalks more accessible. That's today at 1 p.m. I'm Sienna Greaves. Thanks for listening.